talking to Leo Garbutt, who's going to tell us a little bit about the Calabash. So Leo, tell me, how did the hotel come into existence in its present form?
Okay. There was a gentleman who came to Grenada during the 1960s, and he looked at the land from a different angle than everybody else in Grenada, because this was the whole area here was called Lansapine Estates, and it was an agricultural estate, and people used to look at it as agricultural land. Lansapine means land of pines. It's the driest area of Grenada. It's not very good for agriculture. And so I think what he did was he went on the beach and looked from the beach backwards, as a European would, or actually was a Welshman. So he was looking backwards from the sea and saw the beach and thought, wow, this is a flat piece of Grenada. Very unusual to have an area in Grenada that's flat. I wonder how much I could buy this for. And actually, he then started to talk to the owners of the property. And I think the owners of the property thought that the chap was absolutely mad to want to buy it. So he bought 8 acres. And then what he did is... we're right at the end of the valley, and so the water from the whole of the valley comes through, and it used to go through this area and out to sea. So he built up the sides of the property. When he built up the sides of the property, he then started to build buildings. And originally, I think he built the kitchen, and then he started to build a restaurant and some rooms. And over a period of years, he built a room or 2 rooms or 3 rooms or 4 rooms every year. So the hotel was open during the winter season, which was mid-December to mid-April, and he just built after that, after the April season, all the way through. So all of the employees during the winter were hotel employees, and during the summer they were construction workers. So actually it was a good plan, and it's worked out very well.
So is that what happens now? Do you employ your staff as construction workers?
Strangely enough, there is a certain truth to that, because we close every year on the basis we upgrade the property. And I think, from my point of view, that when it's making people comfortable and wanting to come on holiday to a nice destination, that it's important to give them good facilities. And important to give them good quality facilities. And I work on the basis that if you don't upgrade every year, you downgrade. So that's important to me, to make sure that we do upgrade every year. And that has been the case since I've owned the property for the last 30 years.
So you've owned the property for 30 years. So how did you come to buy the property?
That's a very long story. I was married in the UK and to my first wife, and I had 2 sons, and my wife decided that as I had 9 companies in the UK, I spent a lot of time working, so she decided that she would go off with another chap, which was really upsetting to myself and the boys. However, out of that, the boys and I have talked about it since, and we were the ones who benefited, because I had the opportunity from a friend of mine, and I lived in a very small village in Suffolk. And after the revolution in Grenada, which was 79 to 83, my friend got his rum distillery back from the People's Revolutionary Government. So he asked me in January 85 to come out and look at possibly investing in the rum distillery, or helping him with the business. So I came out in February 85, actually, and met the lady who's now my wife.